news of George Pell's conviction broke as a Vatican summit on how the Catholic Church should respond to child sexual abuse within its ranks wrapped up in Rome. 200 bishops and church officials have spent 4 days debating the issue, with cardinals calling for a new culture of accountability to punish bishops and church officials who failed to protect their flock from predator priests. But comments from Pope Francis calling critics of the church friends of the devil outraged survivors of abuse and their supporters. Europe correspondent Bridget Brennan is in Rome for the summit. She joins us now. Welcome back to RN Drive.
Hi, PK.
Now, Bridget, I know you've been up for about 3 days. You are an absolute hero covering this issue, so thank you for your time. As we know, this verdict was reached some months ago, but of course, there was a suppression order. We're able to publicly talk about it today. What's been the reaction there in Rome to today's news?
PK, I'm at St. Peter's Square. The bells are just ringing, actually, at the Basilica, and thousands of people are streaming in, as they do every morning, to come and see this historic site. So really, Rome is just waking up to this news, and there will be a huge reaction here. I think there's no doubt of that. There are still many cardinals and bishops from all around the world still in Rome. They've been here for this summit, as you were just saying, looking at this issue of child sexual abuse. And now with this verdict, this worldwide scandal has really come to the doorstep of the Vatican. No official, no member of the church as high up as George Pell has ever been convicted on crimes like this before. And so I think Catholics around the world, even cardinals here who've been pushing for reforms over this weekend, will be looking to the Pope now to see what his decision will be on whether or not George Pell will be sanctioned by the Vatican and by the Catholic Church.
So there hasn't been a formal response from Pope Francis or the Vatican. Do we have any idea of what they're expected to say?
What we can say is that back in December, when all of this happened, obviously it was under suppression in Australia, the Vatican Press Office, or the Holy See Press Office, said it would be respecting that suppression order at the time. It did want to make some statement. It acknowledged the verdict, so clearly they were watching that trial very closely. And at that time, what the Pope announced was that George Pell had been removed from the C9, which is a powerful group of advisors to the Pope, that he put together some years ago. Now, the Vatican said at the time that George Pell had been removed along with two other senior cardinals because of their advancing age and because that had been the request from the group. But it was certainly interesting timing, PK, coming just a day after that verdict was reached. So I think we will be expecting to hear from the Holy See Press Office. That's usually how we hear from these senior officials at the Vatican and the Pope. He doesn't front up to press conferences very often, but we will be expecting to hear what have been some of the steps taken since December. Were senior officials and investigators at the Vatican waiting for this suppression order to be lifted? Are they going to wait for the appeal? Do they even need to do an investigation? Because, of course, this has already been a criminal trial that's heard from witnesses.
And, of course, he's appealing his convictions, so that might change the way that the Vatican responds too, doesn't it? Because it really prolongs this legal process.
It might. It might be prudent for the Vatican to wait for that appeal to be completed. In the case of Theodore McCarrick, who was a very influential cardinal from the United States, the former Archbishop of Washington, who was defrocked by the Pope just last week, that case took about 6 months for the Vatican to look into. It's not clear whether or not he faced a canonical trial or whether the Vatican looked at its own evidence of the cover-up and the accusations against him of abusing minors and seminarians. But there was pressure on the Vatican to get that case done quickly, and he was laicized, or, as the church now says, dismissed from the clerical state. So that perhaps is the precedent for this type of verdict that we've seen in Australia.